Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vito Dominguez on the 27th of November, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. The US Postal Service has a major security bug that allows anyone with an online account to view information about any of its 60 million users. A researcher informed them about the issue with its API authentication last year, and only fixed it recently when Brian Krebs brought it to their attention. Google is launching its Duplex AI to Pixel users in selected cities. The AI assistant will be able to make reservations with a limited number of restaurants. The assistant is designed to defer to a human for help if it is confused by the person on the line talking the reservation. Duplex AI was unveiled earlier this year, and in response to concerns about how human the voice assistant sounds, Google agreed to make sure that the system identified itself to callers. Microsoft surpassed Apple to become the most valuable company in the United States, with a market capitalization of $753 billion. Apple, which became the first US company to reach $1 trillion in August, saw its market cap slide to $746 billion due to lower iPhone sales and reports of suppliers cutting costs and workforce. Amazon took the third position with $736 billion, whereas Google's parent Alphabet came fourth with a market capitalization of $725 billion. When high flyers like Facebook and Google are facing questions over their data practices, investors are betting big on cloud and software services, which are expected to remain strong on the back of demand from companies striving to increase productivity and efficiency, said an INS report. Amazon kicked off its AWS re:Invent conference yesterday in Las Vegas, where the company announced new products, partnerships, and technology initiatives. Amazon is notoriously tight-lipped about what it would be unveiled, but serverless computing, open-source databases, and at least one surprising reveal will be among the common themes throughout the week. At last year's conference, Amazon unveiled its controversial facial recognition analysis service. This was your shot of the coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.